Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Politics too often gets in the way of doing what every American knows is common sense. Here we find ourselves again, Mr. President, having the same conversation with no action having happened so far.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott does not want to see politics and partisanship get in the way of making changes to policing. After the death of Tyre Nichols, Scott wants to see Democrats and Republicans come together to make changes with police de-escalation tactics. And he's not alone. Texas Senator John Cornyn is hoping to improve the way police interact with people in custody. In 2022, Cornyn's Law Enforcement De-escalation Training Act was passed, requiring the Justice Department to develop de-escalation tactics, alternatives to use of force, and methods to safely respond to someone experiencing a mental health crisis. He says preventable tragedies like Nichols' death need to be avoided.
Use of force should only come into play when absolutely necessary. And this legislation will provide law enforcement officers with the knowledge of what alternatives are available to them.
Members of Congress are calling for a new vote on the Equal Rights Amendment. The idea was first presented nearly a century ago and passed by Congress in 1972. It failed to gain ratification by the required 34 states by the deadline in 1982. A total of 38 states have ratified it at one time, and 5 have since rescinded their votes, so it would require a new round of voting to be added to the Constitution. Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono feels had it passed then, it could have affected recent historic decisions.
I agree with the scholars who say that if the ERA had been in effect, perhaps the Supreme Court would have had to pause before doing away with protections under Roe because they would be discriminating against pretty much a gender-specific medical procedure.
House Republicans have approved a bill to end the COVID-19 federal public health emergency overnight, instead of in May, as President Joe Biden has announced. It's almost certain to fail in the Senate. The bill was introduced by Kentucky Representative Brett Guthrie, who feels the emergency needs to end now.
President Biden has taken too long to act on this statement last September that the pandemic is over, which is why I am moving forward with my bill to end the COVID-19 public health emergency and finally restore checks and balances between Congress and the executive branch.
New York Representative George Santos has voluntarily stepped down from his 2 committee appointments, but says he will be cleared by an investigation into his campaign financing and claims he made about his personal life while running for office. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.